నమో విష్ణు పదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేషితాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణి విచారణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణి జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. So we will continue. We will start the fourth verse of Upadeshamrita. So the verse is dadati pratigrinnati guhyamakyati pritchati bhungte bojayate chaiva shadvidam priti lakshanam. So dadati pratigrinnati, giving gifts and receiving gifts in return. Guhyam akhyati purchati, revealing one's mind in confidence and inquiring confidentially. Bhungte bojayate, accepting prasad and offering prasad. Shad vidam priti lakshanam, these are the six symptoms of love shared by one devotee and another. Okay, so we will read Upadesha Prakashika by Srila Radharaman Goswami. He has a two-line commentary to this. In this fourth verse, the extrinsic symptoms of loving exchanges with pure devotees are described. As the meaning of this verse is perfectly clear, it does not require elaboration. Bas, commentary is over. Okay, next is Piyusha Varshini Vritti by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bad association is unfavorable to bhakti. Therefore, it is imperative to abandon such association. Those who are intent on progressing in bhakti should associate with pure devotees who possess the power to free one from the tendency to fall into bad association. Satsangat mukta dussango hatum notsahate buddha. కీర్త్యమానం యశోయస్య సకృద్ ఆకర్ణ్య రోచనం. సో ఇట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ సో దేర్ ఫోర్ వన్ హూ ఈస్ ఇంటెంట్ ఆన్ ప్రోగ్రెసింగ్ ఇన్ భక్తి షుడ్ అసోసియేట్ విత్ ప్యూర్ డివోటీస్ హూ పొసెస్ ద పవర్ టు ఫ్రీ వన్ ఫ్రమ్ ద టెండెన్సీ టు ఫాల్ ఇన్ టు బ్యాడ్ అసోసియేషన్. దట్ ఈస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్. సో దట్స్ వై ఇట్స్ ఇంపార్టెంట్. Most important thing is to invest in that kind of relationships with equals and with seniors, so that when you are sinking, when you are straying away, they can pull you back. You can rely on them to pick you up from there. So in that case, we are not alone. We don't have to sink. You don't have to necessarily know swimming. You can depend on someone else's swimming capability to pick you up. But that person will be eager and non-reluctant to pick you up only if he feels comfortable. So how can you develop that level of comfort? Dadati pratigrinnati guhyamakyati pruchati bhungte bojayate cheva shadvidam priti lakshanam. So with these six exchanges, you can actually create that kind of a relationship, and then our spiritual life is secure, safe. Otherwise, when we sink and if no one feels comfortable and to approach us, they are seeing but they don't feel comfortable, and we also know that we are sinking and we don't feel comfortable approaching anyone, then then it becomes very difficult. Actually, therefore, Therefore, it's most important to, however grave our spiritual problem might be, if we are well connected in a deep spiritual way with devotees, then we are safe actually. Ultimately, we will not drown. At some point, they will pick us up and put us on the right path. So, this is the most important thing. So, because when we are sinking, when we are covered over, when the mode of ignorance is very prominent, so you don't have clarity, actually, clarity of thinking. So when that clarity of thinking is not there, then you have to approach a trustworthy person who has that clarity of thinking. So, and then take assistance, and that person will pull you out. So that's why it is very important to have such association. So you don't have to, because anytime anyone can fall into the quicksand. But if you have reliable, trustworthy people whom you can approach, who can throw the rope to pull you out, then we don't have to necessarily sink. So like we discussed before, that we are not here to become self-sufficient devotees. Self-sufficiency is not the goal of spiritual life. Interdependency is the means. We don't have to be expert in everything. So if we may be expert in some things, we could take the help of others. Actual perfection of spiritual life is not self-sufficiency, but perfect complementary interdependency is the perfection of spiritual life. And that way, there is preeti. So this is actually very vital. This is actually most vital. This investment is actually worthy investment. Rest all is, you know, we may invest in, so, you know, self-promotion and all those things. But in the end, nothing comes to help. Actually, only another Vaishnava comes to help. And we should be comfortable enough to approach other Vaishnavas and expose our vulnerability and say, I am sinking, please. Hanyeham Kurutvam Putkaran. Kaunsa verse ho? Asat Cheshta Kashta Prada Vikata Pashali Biriha Prakamam Kamadi Prakata Patipati Vyatikaraihi Gale Badva Hanyeham Iti Bakabit Vartma Pagane Kurutvam Putkaran Avatis Yata Sayata Tvam Ita. Like that. So this is Manasiksha. So he says that you have to just shout, I am sinking. And the Bakabit Vartmapagani, the policeman on that path of devotion will come and arrest all those Kama Krodha Moha Madha Matsarya. They will arrest and help you escape from their clutches. Correct. So that is the key. Bakabit Vartma Pagane Hanyeham Iti. So when I mentioned this verse in, I think, one of my courses, self-evaluation tools, ya kuch to ek course mein, सकते। तो इसको सुन के वन डिवोटी टुक माय ईमेल एड्रेस फ्रॉम समवन एंड वो मुझे मेल लिखता रहता है एंड स्टैंडर्ड सब्जेक्ट है हन्ये हम उसका सब्जेक्ट यही है हन्ये हम।
हमारा एक ड्यूटी हमेशा होता है हन्ये हम।
कौन
शाम कर लेकिन वो दूसरा बोलते हैं लगी पड़ी लगी
पड़ी हाँ क्या लगी पड़ी
लगी पड़ी
अच्छा
समझ रहा
हूँ
तो लगी पड़ी है लगी पड़ी
मतलब
I'm not in good phase.
So that is satsangat mukta dussangu. So when we have that kind of trustworthy association, ultimately that is what will save us from our difficult times in Krishna consciousness. And this will actually, and we will come out actually better than before. We will come out better than before actually. This will enhance our faith in actually the right kind of investment. When we experience whatever little investment we have made, when you can withdraw it at the time of difficult times, and when you see that, you know, I have received such wonderful help, then we will develop trust in actually investing more and more in that direction. And then we are safe. So ultimately, that is what matters. If there is one thing that is worth earning in Krishna consciousness, it is good friendships, good relationships. Like aap Shyam Sundari Mataji ka jo biography hai, Janma Mataji ka daughter who passed away due to liver cirrhosis. So unka wo jo chota sa book hai, Shyama wo Shyama bolke, usme there are many instances when she would go along with some of her friends and ask for personal instruction. These are old days. Devotees could approach Maharaj, what is your personal instruction for me, like that. Every time Maharaj said, my instruction to you too is that you should remain lifelong friends. ये महाराज का इंस्ट्रक्शन था। हर बार अलग अलग लोगों को जब लेके गए, then and she took that instruction so seriously till the end of her life. And every single person actually expressed, you know, literally, you read that book and I mean, the kind of, how could one person touch so many people's life like that? This is not a sannyasi. This is not a counselor. This is not a very charismatic preacher or teacher. Nothing. That's just a simple devotee girl. That's all. And how could someone touch? You read the poems that people have written. I mean, it is just unimaginable. How could one person touch someone's life like that? She was a friend for all. At least whomever came in her association. So that is, and the means for developing that, you read in that book, this was the means. Dadati prati grinnati guhyam akhyati prachati bhumchai bojaite chai. These six exchanges were there. Every single person, she would cook for me, invite me. And then, ek din, they remembered. She said, "Arre, mere liye pav bhaji banao." Bolke she told some of her friends, but somehow she got stuck up with some service, she could not go. Next day, before going to college, she stopped by their home just to eat that pichla din ka pav bhaji. वो बोले उसको कुछ मत करो, फ्रिज में रखो, मैं अगला दिन आके खाऊंगी. She went, made it a point, and this was like very far away from, मतलब घर कहीं पे है, कॉलेज कहीं पे है, इनका घर और कहीं पे है. She went all the way out of her way, visited them just to ensure. दादा भूंगते बोझे थे. And so many gifts given, received. You can read it. And no one writes it. ऐसा दयाति प्रतिगृहणाति गुह्यम आख्याति पृच्छति भूंगते, ऐसा किसी ने भी ऐसा लिखा नहीं. बट यू सी ये विद द विजन ऑफ दिस वर्स, यू लुक, यू रीड दैट बुक, इन एवरी सिंगल पर्सन, इन अ पर्सन हु हैज रिटन अबाउट हर, दी सिक्स एक्सचेंजेस विल कम. सो मेनी पीपल हैव मेंशनड अबाउट, वो जाते थे और रात भर बैठ के वो बात करते थे और एक घंटा सो के मंगल आरती में जाते थे. मतलब फ्रेंड्स, दे यूज्ड टू, शी यूज्ड टू इनवाइट देम, कम चलो चलो आज मेरा घर में, यू कम एंड अच्छा सा यू स्टे इन आवर हाउस, स्टे ओवर, एंड देन दे यूज्ड टू किशोरी माताजी एंड ऑल दोस, तो रात भर बात करते थे थ्रू आउट द नाइट. दिस वॉज हाउ मेनी पीपल हैव रिटन, यू सी हाउ मेनी पीपल हैव रिटन दिस अबाउट हर. सो दी सिक्स एक्सचेंजेस, you can see, ये जो वर्स का दृष्टिकोण से यू रीड हर दैट बुक श्यामा ओ श्यामा, एंड यू विल सी दी सिक्स एक्सचेंजेस वेयर द एक्चुअल कॉन्स्टेंट प्रेजेंस थ्रू आउट हर इंटरेक्शन विद एवरी वन. एंड इट्स नॉट दैट शी वॉज डूइंग इट बिकॉज प्रॉबली रूप गोस्वामी सेड, ऐसा तो मुझे नहीं लग रहा है. दैट वॉज दैट नेचर, एंड शी डिड इट एंड शी मेड फ्रेंड्स ऑल ओवर. ददाति प्रतिगृहणाति गुह्यम आख्याति पृच्छति भुङ्क्ते भोजयते चैव षड्विधं प्रीतिलक्षणं.
यमुना माता जी दीप्ति गोपाल दास कॉल देम, यमुना माता देम डील कर रहे हैं, बोथ स्टे टुगेदर,
फ्रेंड्स फॉर लाइफ. या
सी आल्सो टच सो मेनी माता जी गिव्स.
या सो या यमुना माता जी इज अनदर केस, हर लाइफ यू सी, ददाति प्रतिगृहणाति गुह्यम आख्याति पृच्छति भुङ्क्ते भोजयते चैव. That is her life also.
The whole world, she wrote a cuisine book to me. How to do that person.
So, हमारा इसमें वो Mormon brothers, Mormon sisters बोल के like fired up preachers हैं.
हमारे इसमें मतलब?
US में, हमारा university में. So, Mormons were very tight, and they have a very pleasant preaching technique, unlike some other fired up. We had one Willard preacher bolke, Willard building bolke, building tha hamara university mein, very famous building. So Willard ke saam, Willard building ke saamne aake lunch time mein ek ghanta roz fiery preaching, koi aake khade rahe nahi khade rahe, चिल्ला चिल्ला के वो प्रीच करता था वो, एंड पीपल कैन कम एंड चैलेंज हिम. सो लोग आके टाइम पास के लिए उधर भी बैठते थे, बैठ के थोड़ा ये करके और उसको चैलेंज करते थे, उसको भी वो फायरी रिप्लाई देता था वैसा. बट दिस मॉर्मन्स, दे हैड वेरी प्लेजेंट प्रीचिंग. तो हमारा भी पेन स्टेट वैदिक सोसाइटी था वो टाइम पे, तो ये मॉर्मन ब्रदर्स या मॉर्मन सिस्टर्स आते, मोस्टली मॉर्मन सिस्टर्स ओनली वर देयर, सो दे यूज्ड टू कम एंड ट्राई टू प्रीच टू अस. एंड वेरी, हम भी प्रीचिंग है, वो भी प्रीचिंग है. सो बट वी नेवर गॉट इनटू एनी
आर्गुमेंट,
उतना ऑलमोस्ट टू एंड हाफ थ्री इयर्स दैट आई हैड सीन. सो दे यूज्ड टू कम एंड दे यूज्ड टू गिव अस बाइबल एंड दे यूज्ड टू से, कैन यू नेक्स्ट टाइम, नेक्स्ट वीक वी विल कम, कैन यू प्लीज रीड दिस वर्स. हम उनको डिनर के लिए बुलाते थे, जिस दिन हमारा प्रोग्राम रहता था उस दिन वी यूज टू कॉल देम फॉर डिनर. एंड बिफोर द प्रोग्राम वी यूज टू कॉल देम. सो अगर 7 बजे प्रोग्राम है तो 6 बजे उनको बुला लेते थे, तो उनको खिलाते थे, So I said, we will say, okay, next week you come on the same day and we will read that verse and keep. So we can discuss. So 6 baje next week aa jaate the, unko achcha sa khila dete. And we had in that Penn State Vedic Society some Matajis who are like really very good cooks. Both jabbardast innovative cooks the. So unko aisa khila dete. So then खाने के बाद ओके नाउ कुड यू रीड ओ सो टाइट दिस वीक सो वी कुड नॉट रीड सो नेक्स्ट वीक यू कम डेफिनेटली वी विल रीड नेक्स्ट वीक आते थे तो अच्छा सा केला देते थे उनको तो उसके बाद वो रियली सॉरी दिस वीक वाज सो टाइट यू नो एंड देन ऐसा तो तीन साल नहीं फिर तीसरा चौथा बात के बाद उकाली खाने के लिए आते थे वो बाइबल छोड़ ही दिए हमको समझ में आ गया कि ये लोग पढ़ने वाले नहीं है दीज पीपल टेक टू इयर्स ऑफ देयर एक्टिव लाइफ एंड दे डेडिकेटेड प्योरली टू स्विचिंग और दे विल बी इन पेयर्स टू टू पीपल विल गो स्टे टुगेदर एंड प्रीच टू इयर्स ऑफ देयर लाइफ यू गिव फॉर प्रीचिंग लाइक दैट सो एंड दे वर लाइक वेरी generally when they were post college like that when they are young generally sir last mein what happened then when do saal khatam ho gaya and they were going to go but they had developed a very good relationship with us and they were very thoda unko bura laga we gifted them Yamuna Mataji's cookbook हमने उनको गिफ्ट किया गिफ्ट दिया सो यू प्लीज टेक दिस दिस इज फॉर यू सो यू कैन कुक सो ऑल दोस थिंग्स विच यू रिलिश इट इज ऑल फ्रॉम हियर सो यू प्लीज टेक यमुना माता जी का बुक दिया हो यूज किया होगा नहीं किया होगा जो भी है कोई तो यूज कर रहा होगा शायद नहीं नॉन वेजिटेरियन से बट हम उनको बुला देते तो हम उनको वी यूज्ड टू
फीड हम लोग आपको बुलाएंगे हां हम लोग नहीं
बुलाएंगे उनका क्या है यार वो दे आर लाइक वेरी फ्रुगल पीपल सो उन्होंने सो दे अंडरस्टूड सो दे यूज्ड टू लिव अ वेरी सिंपल लाइफ सिंपल बट प्रॉपर्ली ड्रेस्ड वेरी सिंपली ड्रेस्ड बट वेरी नीट एंड क्लीन प्रॉपर्ली ड्रेस्ड हां ब्लैक ब्लैक मॉर्मन्स ब्लैक
जो बस विटनेसेस है उसका
अच्छा दे आर वन ऑफ दे आर आल्सो वेरी
लार्जेस्ट मोस्ट पावरफुल प्रीचिंग फॉर क्रिश्चियंस
करेक्ट
सो नाइसली स्पीक टू वेरी नाइसली वेरी टॉलरेबल जेहोवास विटनेसेस
या
दे आर ऑल ऑफ मेनस्ट्रीम क्रिश्चियनिटी
ऑफ मेनस्ट्रीम क्रिश्चियनिटी तो द द मोस्ट डेडली आर लाइक बॉर्न अगेन क्रिश्चियंस आर लाइक ओ
सेवन डे एडवेंटिस्ट
हां सेवन डे एडवेंटिस्ट
ये इसका पुणे में बहुत बड़ा सेंटर
है ये व्हेन पतोवित प्रभु केम Tathavit Prabhu when he came to United States, so Penn State mein ek din he was just roaming around and because he had some relatives there, those relatives had become born again Christians. So he didn't know what to do, he was just roaming around and we just got down from the car, we were dressed in dhoti kurta. So he saw us and literally he was like, he had tears in his eyes. And he came and asked, "You're devotees?" "Yes, Prabhu." And then he introduced. And then uske baad 3-4 months he stayed. At least 1 or 2 months he stayed with me, with us in our home only. Because I speak Tamil, he was like very affectionate to me. So, and his relatives they were born again Christians. Actually Hindus converted to Christians. So they came to leave him at our place. But that person would not enter our home. He would not enter our home. He said, "At least will you take some water?" He said, "No, we don't take water from your house." रेस्टोरेंट में जाएंगे पर आपका जो भगवान
They say you don't take blessed food. They know your food is blessed. You won't take blessed food. Because actually then there's Satan. Devil is
Satan. Devil. Devil exists.
Devil is blessed.
Devil is accepted. 42 guys are children. They are not from birth. Muslim from birth. So I am kitchen with the anak is a way. Return again. Bula me nahi khaunga idhar. Main kya ho gaya? Bole ye aapka jo hai kya naam nahi khane aisa. Bola sab log to baki baki musalman log kha rahe hain. Unka bhi sab to hai kya problem? Naam nahi tha. Wo jaise brahman ho na. You are the highest in this religion. Similarly musalman religion mein main sabse upar ka hoon. Darji wan. To hum log ye sab aapka nahi bhek. Then you have to go to the house. 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 Then you have to go to the house.
Then you have to go to
the house. Then you have to go to the house. Then you have to go to the house. Then you have to go to the house. थर्ड डे भी बिस्कुट थे कुछ नहीं खाया तीन दिन कुछ नहीं खाया किचन में जाके चौथे दिन को उसके साथ में बैठ रहा था थोड़ा डिस्कस नहीं किया ऐसा लगे भगवान ने कहता है ये कहता है वो इतना मस्ती के लिए बातचीत कर बोला खुल गया फिर बराबर बोले ये फिर उसका था क्या देखो सबको हम हजार हजार लोग को बांट रहे हैं सब लोग खा रहे हैं तो क्या अंदर आके नहीं खा रहे किचन में
प्रसाद
नहीं खाऊंगा तो फिर मैं चंद्रकांत को बाइक में भेजा टेन्ना को जाओ और उधर जो बड़ा पुआ मिलता है वो मस्ताना नगर वो उसको खिलाया शाम को मैंने ये बोला देखो हमारा किचन में हम कुकिंग करते हैं आईएसओ स्टैंडर्ड का पूरा एक बार तेल यूज करने के बाद रिजेक्टेड ये तो रोड में खा रहा है कितना बार वो तेल यूज किया रहेगा क्या क्या यूज किया रहेगा तुम्हें वो अच्छा लग रहा है इतना अच्छा स्टैंडर्ड से बना रहे तो वो पसंद नहीं कर रहा है
So those who are intent on progressing in bhakti should associate with pure devotees who possess the power to free one from the tendency to fall into bad association. So to the extent there is preeti with devotees, to that extent only we will have the strength to say no to bad association. Because from somewhere that satisfaction should come. If it is not coming from devotees, we will seek it through bad association. A description of the loving exchanges shared between devotees which nourish one's bhakti is found in this fourth verse. Lovingly giving another devotee that which he requires and lovingly accepting those items that are mercifully given by other devotees. Revealing one's confidential realizations to devotees and hearing descriptions of confidential tenets, tattva, from pure devotees, lovingly serving prasad and accepting prasad offered by devotees. These six kinds of exchanges constitute association with saintly persons in its pure form. These six activities are the symptoms of love. One should serve sadhus by the performance of these activities. This is the means. उसको जो जरूरत है वो दे दो और वो जो दे रहा है ले लो उल्टा नहीं होना
चाहिए
ओके सो दैट इज That's all. Piyusha Varshini Vritti is over. Okay. Now, Anuvritti by Bhakti Siddhanta Sasakur. Bhakti. bhakti appears by the association of Bhagavan's devotees.
वो जो एक एक्सप्लेनेशन हमने डिस्कस किया था कि फॉलो द प्रिंसिपल्स गिवन बाय इन थ्री वर्सेस दिस नेक्स्ट प्रिविलेज वो भक्ति रूप का क्या था दूसरा
कंप्लीट नहीं द फर्स्ट थ्री का कनेक्शन देते हैं भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर इन भक्ति आलोक then subsequent in order to follow that lifestyle you need the association of devotees akele to follow nahi kar payega so then implied he does not exactly say that bhakti appears by the association of Bhagavan's devotees but since one may not know how to associate with Vaishnavas this topic is explained in this verse by the negative effect of maintaining affectionate relationships with the gyanis who desire liberation from material existence with the karmis who desire to enjoy the fruits of their actions and with gross sense enjoyers once bhakti is harmed by maintaining affectionate relationships one should not give these three types of persons any advice or any items premature
three types of persons
karmis oh bhakti dane dagor ka submit karmis gyanis and materialists to do so would be offensive because described
gyanis or materialists
karma yogis gyan yogis and materialists to do so would be offensive because describing the glories of harinam to those devoid of faith is included within the category of namaparad the ninth offense also one should never accept any advice regarding the attainment of liberation or material enjoyment from such persons because it will lead one to develop affectionate attachment for them to jisse bhi aap advice lete hain उनसे अफेक्शन बढ़ता है जिसको भी आप एडवाइस देते हैं उनको आपके प्रति अफेक्शन बढ़ जाता है सो देयरफॉर डोंट गो आउट ऑफ द वे टू गिव देम दैट काइंड ऑफ एडवाइस अनलेस योर मोटिव इज प्रीचिंग अनलेस यू आर नॉट इंटेंट ऑन गिविंग देम एडवाइस यू आर इंटेंट ऑन गिविंग देम कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस if that is clear then it's okay and if you are intent on giving krishna consciousness you can take some material advice also from them so that are ye bada aadmi mere se advice pooch raha hai so that will create a favorable intent but you are not looking for the advice you are looking for that person to get a favorable agyat If with that mood, if our mood is clear, like I always share this example of Bhakti Rasamrita Swami Maharaj. He didn't need help. He had a helper. He had a servant. He could have given the bag. He could have given kept the bag inside the car. His purpose was not to take help from that person who was filling that gas. His purpose was to give him a gas supply. An opportunity. So if that mood is clear, then to take that kind of help is all right. But if that mood is not clear, you are looking for that assistance from him, and you are eagerly looking for it, and then you take, then you will develop affection towards him. Then if when you develop affection, means you will be influenced by him. So therefore, that should be very clear. Am I looking to give Krishna consciousness, or am I looking to get something from him? That should be very clear. Also, one should never accept any advice regarding the attainment of liberation or material enjoyment from such persons, because it will lead one to develop affectionate attachment to them. One should not instruct them on how to perform Krishna bhajan. Prematurely. Let him become a Shraddhavan. Then Shraddhavan can be given. Shraddhavan labhate jnanam tatpara samyatendriya. Jnanam labdva param shantim నచిరేణాది గచ్చతి. సో శ్రద్ధావాన్ లభతే జ్ఞానం. సో ఫస్ట్ మేకింగ్ మేకింగ్ ఓన్లీ శ్రద్ధావాన్ క్యాన్ గెయిన్ నాలెడ్జ్, బికాస్ వితౌట్ శ్రద్ధ one will not trust that knowledge, that source of knowledge. Agnyascha ashraddadanascha samshayatma vinashyati nayam lokosti na paro na sukam samshayatmanah. One should
describing the glory of holy name wo sab nahi karna chahiye, but tricks or techniques to bring him closer wo sab,
that is fine. Yeah, he should not feel you can do whatever it's needed in order to bring out some appreciation from him. That is good. That is to enhance the faith. When he becomes shraddhavan, when he becomes faithful, are prabhu ji wo sab chhod do abhi, abhi mujhe ye batao ki main bhakti mein pragati kaise kar sakta, abhi baith jao main batata hu. One should not hear from them anything concerning the confidential aspects of bhakti. One should not hear from them anything concerning the confidential aspects of bhakti. Kaun sa book tha aaj aapne subah leke aaye? Kya hai? Prem? Ha. One should... Theek hai, kahin se to leke aaye. One should also not accept food that has been bol raha hai ki main padunga to gir jaunga aap padho bol raha jo bhi hai one should inko de do One should not accept food that has been touched by them. By eating food prepared by them, their predilection for either material enjoyment or liberation will be transmitted within one's heart. You see, interestingly, Prabhupada would not accept food cooked by Mishra. Unka full naam kya tha? Doctor? Yeah, kuch to Mishra tha. Later. He would go cook for them. Cook for Dr. Mishra. But interestingly, Prabhupada ko jo disciples the, who were still sort of addicted with to many other vices, Prabhupada allowed them to cook for him.
Initial days, when Prabhupada started in another room from Mishra, new people used to come. They also had a culture of taking something for Prabhupada. They used to take some cooked food for Prabhupada. So they said, we never saw Prabhupada eating it. He used to keep it in cupboard.
Yeah, very
much.
Thank you.
But we are convinced that he must not have thrown it. Respectfully, yeah. Covered with it.
Correct. Elaborate me, na?
Elaborate.
So, but wo kab tak? जब वो श्रद्धावान बन चुके थे फिर भी अनर्थ निवृत्ति से तो मुक्त नहीं हुए, पर फिर भी प्रभुपाद इवन इन द इनिशियल स्टेजेस व्हेन कीर्तनानंद महाराज वाज स्टिल कीत यूज्ड टू कुक. सो दैट इज द डिफरेंस. यू सी फ्रॉम एन एक्सटर्नल पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू डॉक्टर मिश्रा वाज फ्री ऑफ मेनी ऑफ द वाइसेस दैट these disciples were suffering from. He would not eat there. But food cooked by struggling disciples or to be disciples, aspiring disciples, Prabhupada would eat. So by eating food prepared by them, their predilection for either material enjoyment or liberation will be transmitted within one's heart.
Some of the duties from Gaudiya Mandi were not taking prasad from the local disciple. So, are they not able to see this? They have Sharma.
I don't know what their understanding of, but some of the sannyasis they took?
Because Prabhupada was requesting in last time.
Yeah. Please take. And they brought the Mahaprasad sweet plate and then they took it. Yeah. Oga. But eventually, why did they take? See, oh, even within the other Vaishnava circles also, the caste thing is so deep rooted now. So, sakaleneha mahata yoga nashta parantapa. Don't think it will not happen in ISKCON. It may happen in ISKCON. Most of ISKCON worldwide is now becoming mostly Indianized only. Worldwide, literally every single temple is supported by Indians. Every city temple. Now, not even every city temple. Every temple, including New Vrindavan. If you see New Vrindavan, he is in a... What kind of place it is actually? So, koi to mountain ke upar hai. Moundsville bolke. Oh, Moundsville is the closest town. Wo town mein ek bhi Indian nahi hai. Ek bhi Indian nahi hai. So, Pittsburgh is close by. The whole temple is supported by Indians. Full. When I was there, there were not many Indians who were supporting that temple. Mostly it was now, you know, 10-12 years from that time. It is now completely Indian supported temple.
No, the Indian Society for Krishna
Consciousness. Yeah. So it is all like an oasis for Indians in the Western world. पूरा उनका सब कुछ दे देंगे ऐसा सो वैसा है सो द पॉइंट इज इट कैन हैपन टू आवर सोसाइटी ऑल्सो इन एवरी वैष्णव सोसाइटी इट हैज हैपन सो सकाले ने महता तो महाराज अभी इतना क्यों फाइट कर रहे हैं बिकॉज प्रभुपाद क्रिएटेड अ हाउस इन विच द होल वर्ल्ड कैन लिव ही डिडंट क्रिएट एन इंडियन गेस्ट हाउस इट्स नॉट एन इंडियन गेस्ट हाउस ही क्रिएटेड अ प्लेस वेयर द होल वर्ल्ड कैन लिव एंड महाराज इज सीइंग द सिचुएशन ऑफ वेस्टर्न पीपल इन वेस्ट
Okay, we have so many Western sannyasis together, but they cannot think of property
alone.
I was talking to some North American GBC leader. GBC a temple manager, sir. Naming your name. They said, why worry preaching to these Westerners? You don't know. Some small mistake and they will sue you. Better preach to Indians, they keep giving directions, don't bother you, peaceful people.
So, abhi dekho, most of the sannyasis, they're either preaching to Indians or Eastern European countries, Russia, yes. The flourishing places are these. So, matlab, Indradyumna Maharaj lelo, Poland. Eastern European country. Sir. Russia, Niranjan Maharaj, D.V. Govind Maharaj, Sachinandan Maharaj. These are Eastern European, Eastern Bloc countries. They are not materially very impoverished.
Europe is socialist.
Europe, Eastern Europe, Russian, Eastern Europe, or B.B. Govind Maharaj, Indradyumna Maharaj, Gopal Krishna Maharaj bhi, India and Russia, Chandramouli Maharaj, Slovenia, Croatia, Eastern Europe, Bhakti Vikas Maharaj, India, predominantly. most of the existing sannyasis, if you see, wherever something is flourishing, it is flourishing.
Shivaram Maharaj.
Shivaram Maharaj, Hungary. Hungary also Eastern European country. And he himself is a Hungarian. So, yeah.
Western कोई नहीं करता US.
तो hardcore West में it is hardly happening actually.
Western means the Americas, the Northern America.
North America and all. Europe also, not the Eastern Europe, but the proper America. Europe. London is one exception actually. London may be mostly Indians.
Yeah, so many Indians, so there's many Western things.
Jaipatak Maharaj, mostly.
But even then, like old time people.
So Alachua mein all those who are settled are old timers only.
सब लोग ऐसा फोलियो लेके बढ़ जाते आपने बोला तो प्रभुपाद सेड किधर है
when Western people, American people, when they see ISKCON, it's like an Indian society. They are not very comfortable to come because it's just a group of Indians. So therefore, Western people are not coming in now. So all the Western devotees are in the farm and they like the farm because cows are there, this are there. But they don't like the temple so much. Because the temple, all the brahmacharis, temple people, everyone is Indian only. In North Carolina. Everything is very interesting. So it's a big thing happening.
Okay, so he quotes Vishaira Anna Kaile Malina Hayaman Malina Mana Haile Nahe Krishna Smaran. Vishaira Anna Kaile Malina Hayaman. So when you eat the food cooked by but our tendency also many times people say Brahman ne cook kiya. Brahmana may not be a Vaishnava. So Brahman ne cook kiya chalega. So that mentality we have. But someone else may be a Vaishnava. Vishnu worshipper, but he may not be a Brahmana. He may not be an ISKCON devotee, but we may hesitate. So Indian tendency may abhi bhi hai. शिव जी का मंदिर में था
लड्डू प्रसाद खाया वाला मानी जो मीन्स था आपके ऑप्शन ही नहीं था प्रसाद का उन्होंने वो खाया लेकिन जो मंदिर से लड्डू बिट था वो उन्होंने नहीं खाया तो खा लिया
ठीक है. When one eats food offered by materialists, one's mind becomes contaminated. When the mind is contaminated, one is unable to remember Krishna. So, malina mana haile nahe Krishna rasmaran. Also, one should not feed these three types of persons who possess an enjoying spirit. Of course, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was the one. He had as much faith in prasadam distribution as much as he had in book distribution, holy name, everything. Eating food prepared by them or feeding them increases one's affection for them. If you want to take something from them, so if your mood is to, you know, eventually make them Krishna conscious, with that mood you have to actually distribute prasadam.
This is like envious people avoid.
Envious people, yeah. Dushatsu upeksha.
Because of the philosophy, the programming is different. That's why they're envious.
Yeah.
Even Samantha says Ganapati in the one day you can go and call Vasad if they're giving. But in the day you can accept them, that helps them to develop a good relationship.
Correct.
Even though Bodhiyama, but it is. So, people feature go, मना कर दिया, बोले हाँ गुरुजी आप लोग हम लोग के हाथ से नहीं खाना चाहते, इसके लिए मना क्यों बोल दिया इतने।
ठीक है, मतलब यू हैव टू सी एक्सेप्टेड। प्रभु जी मेरा मेरा टाइम पे प्रसाद रहता है, इसलिए इसलिए
आपको बोलेंगे नहीं, मुंह में डालो बोलेगा नहीं, निकल रहा है।
Exchanging love with devotees who are of the same aspiration as oneself and who are affectionate to oneself enhances one's bhakti. Sajatiya ashes nigde sadhu sangha. That's what he is indicating. Exchanging love with devotees who are of the same aspiration as oneself. Sajatiya ashe, like-minded. And who are affectionate to oneself. Snigde enhances one's bhakti. Offering and accepting items, revealing confidential realizations to one another, and serving and accepting food are all activities that increase affection. One should not perform these activities with those of different aspirations in life than one's own. So, matlab, it should be done. These are activities which are meant to be done with devotees only.
Because that is
It is not an offense. It is not an. Nay, the person may get offended, but it is not an offense to the demigod. Because the consciousness of the person who is offering, he is directly offering it to the demigod, and that consciousness will infiltrate into us. So it is not an offense. The demigod will not consider it as an offense.
But he's worshipping the demigod as a subject as the, controller. And whether the demigod even accepts it.
Yeah. Because he said, yeah, that kind of an offering is not even accepted by the demigod. Okay.
We discussed this earlier in one book.
Correct.
A demigod, if he has certain desire to enjoy his offering, then he will fulfill that desire.
Yeah, but he will not accept that food.
He's not obliged.
He need not accept. See, he will see that because it's not offered to Krishna. Devatas are devotees. Devotees will not accept non-prasadam. Na? So if you are offered something, Prabhuji, main aapke liye hi bana hai. Aap le lenge kya? Aap bolenge na, Bhagawan ko offer kiya ki nahi? Puchenge na. Ab Bhagawan ko offer nahi kiya bolenge, to aap lenge kya?
जो वैदिक विधि से किया है तो यज्ञ के उधर पिताम्बर को एक कुछ तो हम लोग को चाहिए था उसके लिए गणेश पूजा का बुक लाएंगे। मैं एक बार ऐसे देख रहा आचमन वो गणेश जी का पूजा किससे होता है पुरुष सप्त से होता है देख के लास्ट में थोड़ा गणेश जी का मंत्र आया था उसमें बीच बीच में थोड़ा थोड़ा था तो मैंने मेरे को समझ में आ रहा था जो प्रभुपाद बोल रहे ऐसे व्यासदेव ने सब जगह पे ऐसा ट्रैप डाल के रखा है सबको
वर्शिपर को भी अंडरस्टैंडिंग होना चाहिए जो क्या बोल रहे हैं
या बट द वर्शिपर्स डोंट हैव दैट अंडरस्टैंडिंग सो इट इज क्लियरली मेंशनड दैट यू कैनॉट एक्सेप्ट food offered in demigod temples. That is very clear. Because the person who is offering, he does not have the right consciousness. And that consciousness will permeate into you.
And demigod will not accept if it is not Vishnu Prasad.
Yeah. Demigods will not accept non-Vishnu Prasad. Demigods also will not accept. Yeah. So, but these six exchanges, we should understand, we have discussed this many times, but because we are now specifically discussing this particular verse, it is important to understand, ye jo six exchanges hai, usme four preliminary exchanges hai. Dadati pratigrannati and bhungte bojayate. These four exchanges are preliminary. You can have it with anyone. But guhyam akhyati pruchati hai, this you will not have with anyone. This you will have only with a very trustworthy person. So, But we have to understand, since except for Adikesha Prabhu, everyone else is in the ashram. In the ashram setup, these four preliminary exchanges ka explicit scope kam hai. Because dadati pratigrinati and bhungte bojete need some kind of financial independence, resources chahiye usko. So, but in the ashram, there is no financial independence. Of course, Hari Madhav Prabhu can distribute the toiletries and other things. An institution sees these four exchanges or these, you know, need for the, as sees food as need for the upkeep of the body, food for the belly, and the other gifts as a physical requirement. But in a family, actually these have a very strong emotional component. If you see, the mother, when the mother cooks and when a fellow brahmachari cooks, there is a big difference, because there is scope for customization for the mother. When a fellow brahmachari cooks, it is seen as ye wo uska seva hai, ye mera seva hai. So even though there could be some appreciation, are achcha bana hai, chutney yaar zabardast bana hai, but generally that appreciation is tongue deep appreciation only. It is never heart deep, heartfelt appreciation, generally never. Because of the understanding that, oh, because we see that prasadam as coming from the institution only. So, one may see, even though a particular cook is cooking, but one always sees that prasadam as coming from the institution only and not from the person. So therefore, it generally does not generate gratitude. अरे मैं जो कर रहा हूँ वो सर्विस को आप अप्रिशिएट करते हैं क्या? आपका ठीक है, वो आपका सेवा है, मेरा सेवा है. Cooking is little more personal compared to other service. That is true. And similarly, gifts also. Scope नहीं, you cannot purchase some gift and give it to someone. So when these four preliminary exchanges, foundational exchanges, you have to understand from the way in which the ashram itself is there, it puts a handicap to have these four exchanges actually. Because maine dekha hai abhi ghar pe, it is, you can, when the mother cooks, she will take certain items. She knows ye item banaya to ye neighbor ko acha lagta hai, so she will always make little more. Wo dabba mein dal ke de deti thi, and dabba kali kabhi bhi nahi aata hai. They will put something and send. So in this way, dadati pratigrinnati and bhungte bojayate, this happens with many people, but with select few Guyyamakyadipratchati hota hai. Because that will not be with, you may have a set of friends, but you will have a set of few friends with whom you will open up your heart in confidence and hear from them in an empathetic mode. So that happens only with few, select few people. But in the ashram, we have to understand that we don't have that scope explicitly in the form of physical gifts and cooking specially for someone. So, one second. So therefore, we have to, but we have time at our disposal. We have our energy at our disposal. So unless we understand that we are handicapped, but in terms of monetary needs to engage in these four activities, but I am not handicapped in terms of time. We have more time actually than the grihasthas, and we have energy at our disposal. We can utilize it in doing some service, help to other Vaishnavas, and that will compensate for dadati pratigrihnati and bhungte bhojayate chaiva. So
you said, I was thinking these two things, time and energy. So there is very much valuable actually, because you cannot quantify it.
Mm.
That's the dhati that we can give to each other. Spending time with each other, giving some helping each other. And even Bhumte Bhajayate, for example, I see its culture in ashram. So like when there's some other sabji, when Bhopla is there, everyone says, no, no, keep Hari Madhapur is coming. Hari Madhapur only can take Bhopla. Keep. He's coming. So many people are there. So that means there's a thought that we may not be able to buy food, we may not be able to make food,
but you can ration it.
People keep all this. At least we can think that way, we can use whatever we have.
Correct. So the point is, we have to understand the importance of these activities and see. In whatever available scope, we have to maximize, utilize those opportunities to maximize these exchanges so that we can earn good relationships.
In ashram setup, we may not purchase anything more costly at the
end. Aap zor se nahi bol rahe hain, isliye aapas mein baat ho raha.
Talking about dadati pratigrihnati, in the ashram setup, we may not purchase a costly item. But say, I'll give an example. When Jagannath Yatra Prabhu is to here. So small things he will give you. It is very free, like small things, but it will touch your heart like anything. I remember whenever my birthday used to come, he used to give a photo, big size photo. And big side he would write a letter. And he would write so many things.
Oh, this I have seen.
I agree, but there's so many things. Say free of cost, yeah. Nothing. You will get whatever, anything.
This can touch actually.
Give you. And he will,
these are small things.
From his heart, he will
I have
all
seen
the things.
This is very nicely when I go to Dharwad, Kanpur, Pune. Kitna mila hai mujhe. Every time, so many photos, piche, you know, they say right
here.
This does not cost anything actually. And this is wonderful.
It feels so precious. Keep this in your mouth and read some time.
I have a section where I store all these things, cards and books and whatever people have given me.
Yeah.
I still have it.
Yeah.
This is more valuable than soft copies because it's a hard physically.
So these are, we should not underestimate the potency of these exchanges in our spiritual life. Because this is actually investment in the right direction. This is actually retrievable investment. Rest is all you may not necessarily be able to retrieve it. This is valuable investment actually. So then it will, if we have these kind of exchanges, they may go to the level of guhyamakyati prichati. Then you can trust that person. Inko bolunga. Otherwise, many times when Buhyamakyati Pruchati is not founded on these four exchanges, then generally the person with whom you share, he will share it with others. Wo jisko aapne pura kullam kulla bola hai, usko hi gali dega. He did not maintain confidentiality. I mean, who asked you to go and share? What have you done to develop a relationship with that person? What have you done to develop trust in that person? Aapne kuch bhi kiya nahi. You have not done anything to develop trust, and suddenly jaake usko aisa aisa bola, then definitely he will go and share it with others. So therefore one should not, even though dadati pratigrihnati and bhungte bhojayate may seem like very not so directly spiritual activities, but these are very, very potent activities.
Very touching.
very touching.
Like I see all my things. This bottle was given by this devotee. This thing was given by this devotee. This thing. So remember that devotee though.
Yeah.
You use it. Even though it's broken, not remember this person gave me.
Yeah. So these we should not underestimate. Eto material. These are not material. When exchanged between devotees, nothing is material actually. So it has a very profound effect. It can actually literally save us from our spiritual life actually. When we are in trouble, these are the things which can potentially save us. Trustworthy relationships is what is most important.
And you build the relationship to such an extent that you don't need even constant communication. But there's a lot of intimacy.
Intimacy.
Then it comes like that. Like you don't need always constant intimacy. But you understand each other, okay? Sometimes you keep in touch, you talk, but very deep. So it's not like, it's not necessary.
Formal communication.
Some people always on the phone all the time, every day. They may not be so close. But they come like a very stable, trustworthy relationship. I see that a lot of Prabhupada disciples, they don't meet each other for a long time. When they meet, they're very deep, they're very close. Yeah. Once in a while, it's not like every day they're calling each other and talking.
HOD Sukhi was a good one for feeling. HOD and Supra also talk
every day.
So, existing relationships can be made more meaningful actually. So, meaningful relationships are very important. So, every conversation can be meaningful. Every interaction can be meaningful. It can be a faith building, trust building exercise actually. So then it's really very...
What is the friendship thing?
Achha?
Yeah.
Really?
That's
why? So it's very... appropriate. So... how to become friends? That's what this verse is talking about. Dadati pratigrannati guhyamakhyati prachati bhungte bojete cheva shadvidam priti lakshanam. Okay. So, translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, Srila Rupa Goswami explains how to perform devotional activities in the association of other devotees. There are six kinds of activities. Prabhupada purport be very powerful purport. Some lines are very, really amazing. So, giving charity to the devotees, dadati, accepting from the devotees whatever they may offer in return, opening one's mind to the devotees, inquiring from them about the confidential service of the Lord, honoring prasad or spiritual food given by the devotees, and feeding the devotees with prasad. An experienced devotee explains and an inexperienced devotee learns from him. This is Guhyam Akhyati Pruchati. Because Pruchati will be done by a junior. Guhyam Akhyati. When a devotee distributes prasad, remnants of food offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in order to maintain our spirit of devotional service, we must accept this prasad as the Lord's grace received through the pure devotees. We should also invite pure devotees to our home, offer them prasad, and be prepared to please them in all respects. So tomorrow's prasadam will be sponsored by His Grace Adi Keshav Prabhu and Her Grace Prem Lila Mataji. If they had given, so Badan Jayantika then will be sponsored by Keshav Chandra
Prabhu.
Made by Badan Jayantika. Today is Pringla Mataji's mother's disappearance anniversary. So, but because today is Ekadashi, the feast will be tomorrow.
Thank you for accepting. I just remember Maharaj has said many things from Radha Gopinath Mandir. One of the things he picked up somewhere from Radha Govind Temple, Jaipur. If you see there, the purchase prasad.
Very coloring of the water.
So he wanted that culture. And one gesture of just going and giving, it to develop some type of affection. बोला है लेकिन बहुत कितने साल हो गए हुए हैं हम बीच में बोला था एक बार ऐसे लेकिन किसी ने इनिशिएटिव लिया नहीं है लेकिन इट इज देयर स्टिल इज मोर ही थिंक्स वेरी दिस ना ही नॉट दैट नॉट गोइंग टू रिपीट अगेन बट ही सेज दैट दिस शुड बी सो दैट्स व्हाई प्रशांत बिफोर ही यूज्ड टू कम एंड सिट टू डिवोटीज सिटिंग एंड टेकिंग ऑनरिंग प्रशांत इज वन ऑफ द मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग्स वी आर टोल्ड ऑन आवर हॉस्पिटल that the doctor should go and sit with the But he has said that that creates and it's very, very important that Aisa, his way of
keeping
the person, especially the one who is on the lower level, he finds it very that, oh my god, the manager has come and who is taking prashad with us. So they feel, just some 10-15 minutes you spend with them, sit with them, talk. And you, many times if they have, you share, they have the dabba and all this. शेयरिंग तो बहुत बड़ा पावरफुल ही है योग चाहे ही गिव एंड ही टुक माइन आल्सो
क्या मेरा प्रमोशन होने वाला
है नहीं ऐसा सोचेगा कि जितना खुशी मुझे प्रमोशन से नहीं मिल मिलेगा उतना खुशी अभी हो रहा
है रोने की जरूरत नहीं है
लेकिन ये प्रभु और वैसे टेंपल का जो महाराज का है इट इज देयर इट इज देयर फॉर ओपन फॉर
ओनली डिवोटिंग एंड
सो ही वाज वेरी प्लीज्ड विद दैट ना व्हेन कम्युनिटी पीपल एट केप्ट अ स्टॉल हियर ना फर्स्ट टाइम स्टॉल इट रियली क्लिक्ड इट सब लोग अपना अपना घर से बना के रखे हैं फूड आल्सो सेलिंग इट 10-20 सो ही केम टू द स्टॉल एंड ही ब्रॉट एंड यू नो व्हाटएवर वाज गिवन ही सेड टू डिस्ट्रीब्यूटेड बट दैट इज दिस फूड हैज नॉट सम द कल्चर ऑफ डिस्ट्रीब्यूटिंग शेयरिंग फूड या नो व्हेन यू सेड दैट ही सेज इन वन ऑफ द क्लास दैट इट इज नॉट व्हाट यू गिव इट इज अ थॉट द थॉट केम लाइक यू सेड अबाउट And then we stay talk at the card and then Prabhuji was saying that Amesha card game, which it is very easy. Yeah, it has no, not much value. Na. Card easily mil raha hai, na se kya hai, kuch bhi. Card mila usko aasani se usko upar piche likhe diya hai. But that thought aa gaya ki mere ko usko dene ka hai. That thought person is really penetrating. Give the example of a mother, na, the child goes behind the backyard, उसका एक garden है, rose garden, माँ ने बनाया हुआ है, she is only watering, she is only taking care, and the child picks up a flower and comes running, mom it's for you, oh the mom starts tears in her eyes, अरे क्या है flower तो backyard का मैंने ही रिसर्व किया है, why did the child get that thought to come and give you, oh तो बहुत ही कम, so I have to learn from, मैं कभी बोल रहा हूँ, you don't take it, but yes, I'm a very hard hearted person. I think still that is the attitude of just giving can, even if it is there, it cannot be said that, you cannot minimize that attitude.
Yeah, correct. That's why I said we have time at our disposal, we have energy at our disposal. So that we can always offer, and we do have lot of prasadam at our disposal also. So mahaprasad thoda leke kisi aur ko we can share. This is called Bhungte Bhojayate Chayo.
Anyway, tomorrow it is because we can say it is, yeah, we don't want, we can't do anything for her. She was a very special lady, but maybe so it's a memory for her we want to give. So we just pray for those who are not there. So, yeah. I don't know, we could call it as a shraddh or something, I don't know. But it is for those souls that we want to get them there. So we will, like you people out, pray for them and I think so it's in the form of a very easy way to. So that is the purpose. So definitely I feel that she was a very nice lady, my mother. She was very special, but now she's not there, so tomorrow. Last year. She could not bear the death of her son, and then after a few weeks, she was feeling very that I'm so cursed that I have to see my children's death. Yeah. She could not tolerate, and she became. Udupi, you know, to happen in Udupi. That's it. There are some qualities which is special, very special people. They are very special. So, thank you.
Thank you. So, he says, this is called Bhungte Bhojayate Chaiva. Even in ordinary social activities, these six types of dealings between two loving friends are absolutely necessary. Rupas are absolutely necessary. For instance, when one businessman wishes to contact another businessman, he arranges a feast in a hotel, and over the feast, he openly expresses what he wishes to do. He then inquires from his business friend how he should act. Guhyam akhyati pichati. And sometimes presents are exchanged. Tadati pratigrinnati. Thus, whenever there is a dealing of preeti or love in intimate dealings, these six activities are executed. In the previous verse, Srila Rupa Goswami advised that one should renounce worldly association and keep company with the devotees. Sangatyaga satovritti. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness has been established to facilitate these six kinds of loving exchanges between devotees. The purpose of the institution is to facilitate the six exchanges. This society was started single-handedly. But because people are coming forward and dealing with the give-and-take policy, the society is now expanding all over the world. We are glad that people are donating very liberally to the development of the society's activities, and people are also eagerly accepting whatever humble contribution we are giving them in the shape of books and magazines dealing strictly with the subject matter of Krishna consciousness. We sometimes hold Hare Krishna festivals. And invite life members and friends to participate. Abhi ye time pe nahi kar sakte. Par phir bhi isliye Facebook live kar rahe. To participate in the feasting by accepting prasad. Although most of our members come from the higher rungs of society, they nonetheless come and take whatever little prasad we are able to offer them. Sometimes the members and supporters inquire very confidentially about the methods of performing devotional service, and we try to explain this. In this way, our society is successfully spreading all over the world, and the intelligentsia of all countries is gradually appreciating our Krishna conscious activities. So we will end with this last statement. It's not the last statement of the purport, but we will end today. The life of the Krishna conscious society is nourished by these six types of loving exchanges among the members. Therefore, people must be given the chance to associate with the devotees of ISKCON. Why? Because simply by reciprocating in the six ways mentioned above, an ordinary man can fully revive his dormant Krishna consciousness.
Yeah.
Hmm. Huh? Just by the six exchanges. Yeah. Okay, so we will pause here and we will continue this discussion tomorrow. Srila Prabhupada.
I had a desire that because I had a chance to associate with all of you for the 12 chapters of Bhagavad Gita. So, we had a small 15 people regularly attending. So, because I wanted to serve Prasad. But then I told Prabhupada, Lathani and his secretary. So, please, those who are not there, jo Bhagavad Gita ka jo group tha na, I think most of them are there. Anand Nimai and other of you, I don't see Sarvatmani Prabhu, this is fixed. So, 12 chapters came out, there was a gap for me because you all went there, Mahavan went there, after that. So, I consider tomorrow's also.
Yes.
I like to come, I'll see. I'll come.
That's why it's coming on Dwadashi.
Madhu Prabhu is looking at
the chapter. I left it.